This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean, around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite, streaming live online on the Westwood One XDS satellite. And special thanks go out to our military men and women, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's helping in the coronavirus effort, COVID-19 effort, keeping America free and safe. And to everybody that's working the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and not to forget about all the roughnecks and the people working the oil rigs all around the world, all around the country. Thank you very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and don't forget to Google the Captain's America Third Watch, and you will find us just about anywhere you can possibly think of. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us, and good morning again.
Good morning.
We have got a situation that I don't think I'd call it a confrontation, but we've watched the little fast boats do what they do to our big ships in the last couple of weeks. And the Coast Guard cutter that was out there, they got within 30 feet of, or 25 feet, whatever the exact measurement was. The president finally yesterday says, hey, we're done with this. You got orders, if they come at you, to blow the Iranian gunboats out of the water.
almost right.
Well, he said shoot down and destroy. You don't shoot down a gunboat. You do an aircraft.
Right. So what he's basically, this translates to, if you feel like you need to defend yourself, then you have the right to do that. He's approving that.
Yep.
However, the Pentagon still needs to give those rules of engagement specifically. So General Hyten said, we've gotten this direction from the commander in chief, and he's also said to Iran, if you want to go down that path, we will come, and we will come large. So
yep.
Don't go down that path.
That was the Air Force Chief of Staff, General Hyten. Yep. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So you've got the Deputy Defense Secretary, David Norquist. They have said that, we will heed these orders and change the rules of engagement, or, it'll apply to the rules of engagement here. So he put it out there publicly to Iran, we're already warning you. If you're out there with your little cowboy boats with your guns pointed, then we got a problem. If you're out there and you're just driving by and you wave, that's a different problem.
Yeah.
So
Okay, I gotta break in for a minute. I got breaking news coming in here from about these tornadoes. The National Weather Service, ladies and gentlemen, is reporting 21 tornadoes have now touched down in Oklahoma and Texas and parts of Louisiana. 5 people are reported dead. The storm path pretty much seems to be taking the course of I-20. It's done this the past couple of weeks. I've thrown that in there because I've noticed that. And right now, the tornado watches and warnings are across Louisiana and into halfway across Mississippi towards Jackson. Please be careful and pay attention to the weather in those areas. Okay, back to you. Now, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said that the Iranian military satellite launch may have defied U.N. sanctions.
Well, it clearly did. And it's also interesting to understand. Let's remember back in January the 8th when Tehran shot the Ukrainian passenger plane out of the sky.
Right.
That was done by somebody that is what is known as the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps Aerospace Force Brigadier General Ali Hazadeh, okay? He's the same guy that actually launched the military satellite. So we already know this cat may find the same fate as our former terrorist that we drone striked in.
Soleimani?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, but he's not the guy that replaced him, is he?
No. This is a whole separate person. Okay. This is the one that, you know, was in charge of ground operations that shot the Ukraine passenger plane out of the sky, and he is the one that launched the military satellite.
Okay, now, the other thing is that over in the South China Sea, not to be outdone, we have a situation going on over there where we sent some of our warships in there to, guess, kind of rattle the bushes a little bit over there.
Yeah, and Australia is actually joining our warships in the region in the South China Sea. Now, why is this? Well, I think it's not because of the contested islands, but I think it's because we're going to be close in case something falls completely apart in North Korea. if we lose Little Kim, things could go sideways pretty quickly, and we're just being prepared for that.
Yeah. And we need to talk about that briefly. We're going to come up on a break, so we'll probably carry it over. What is the latest on him? I'm hearing all sorts of stuff.
There isn't any latest. It's not changed at all.
Because North Korea is being quiet. South Korea has thrown out a couple of possibilities. Then we hear about Vietnam got involved in it yesterday, and I really don't know, and we don't know, so I guess we'll just be quiet and wait, right?
That's all you can do.
Okay, we'll be right back with more with Janice Simon, FoundersCode.com. And when we come back, there's been a massive data breach that's hit the world's health groups battling COVID-19. We'll find out what that's all about.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
To the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this conversation I'm having with Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com is brought to you by our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, let me tell you a little something here. If you want the peace of mind knowing that you have got protection behind you in the event that you ever have to defend yourself for whatever reason, by a gun, by a knife, by a club, by a hammer, by a screwdriver, by your fists, or whatever, because we know the last person standing is the first one the police are going to be looking at. If you need to have that peace of mind knowing that you've got someone representing you, and all you got to do is make a phone call in the middle of the night or whatever, then you need to find out about the United States Concealed Carry Association, because defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own. Now, all you need to do is go over to the Facebook page that I've got called Americans for America. We want you to go over there, like the page, because that's what we're doing here, creating more people over there on Americans for America. And at the very top of the page, there is a logo link for the USCCA where you can sign up every day for the free gun a day giveaway. Every day you get a chance to sign up and win a different gun. And while you're there, take a look at the three levels of membership, too, because if you go with the Cadillac plan, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff right off the bat should you become a full-fledged member. Then there's a couple of other levels of membership, but with each level of membership, you will get the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine, which also has coupons and great information in it as well pertaining to outdoor activities, hunting, fishing, camping, RVing, boating, whatnot. So there you go. Now, that's the USCCA logo link on the Americans for America Facebook page. Go over there, check it out. You'll be glad you did. Okay, Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com is back with us. Now, you were telling me about Walmart, and tell the people what Walmart is doing, or at least the one you saw.
Well, Yeah, I mean, I haven't been in one in quite a while. The one closest to me, you know, it's taken some measures, you know, those that are expected, but I went into a different one yesterday, and they have it kind of like queued up with the barriers, so you, in a line kind of going around the store. If it's very crowded, so you have to stand 6 feet apart before you get in the store. They hand you a sanitary wipe, you know, and every employee, every person I saw going in to the store, customers and all the employees, everybody was wearing a mask. So, and that wasn't the case in yet another one. So I don't know if this is a store to store kind of thing or what, but I found it to be, very different from those two stores.
Okay. Might be a county thing. Might be a county thing too, for all I know, because Pasco County versus Pinellas County, right?
Well, they're both in Pinellas.
Oh, all right, all right. Well, who knows? All right. Well, let's go back to what we were teasing here. There's been a massive data breach that hits the world health groups battling COVID-19, and you said one of the groups is the NIH. That's Dr. Fauci's group.
The National Institute of Health. Let's see, the World Health Organization, CDC, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Now, apparently there was some kind of a white supremacist group that actually did the data breach, which is generally done by a email phishing campaign, because they were able to get about 25,000 emails and passwords. So if you get the passwords, that's generally because you got in through a phishing campaign. So, most of these people didn't even have real passwords, you know, that owned their emails. Instead of putting in a real password, they just put in the word password. So, you know, I would say these people don't understand emails. But anyway, we don't know what happened to the data or what they've done with the emails. But, yeah, they took the top groups that are, you know, in the fight for, or against the virus, and, they were able to easily breach four organizations.
Now, yesterday or the day before, Missouri sued China. I think it was the day before, because yesterday, Mississippi joined in the bandwagon and also sued China for losses of this, that, and the other, and grief and whatnot, whatever it is they're throwing in there. So that's two different individual states. You think they're going to combine this together and do a class action lawsuit on behalf of the entire country?
I don't think it's not class action. It's going to go state to state, because each state has a unique cost on what this is. You know, how it affected each state based on cost, based on, you know, hospitals and doctors and deaths and nursing homes and all those other kinds of things. Now, this actually follows one or two suits that were done by individual organizations, non-government, meaning state or federal, but in this case state, out of Miami, that was done last week. In the case of Missouri, that was the first state officially to do it, because their legislature is about to go into session. And the Chinese Communist Party has already responded and said this is ridiculous. And they're like, okay, you know, say what you want, but we're suing.
By the way, our favorite, one of our favorite listeners, Eric in Seminole, is saying, white supremacist group, baloney. I'm calling it baloney because the powers that be reaching to blame someone other than the probable Chinese or Russian actors. Parts of the media are trying to bait people by protesting the lockdown shutdown as white supremacists.
Well, it was reported by Site Intelligence, S-I-T-E, and then they made the initial report of the data breach, and then from there it went over to the Washington Post. And then from there, it was picked up by Breitbart. So it was Rita Katz, who actually does some very good work. I've been following her for a very, very long time. She does an awful lot of terror investigations. So she's actually pretty good at this. But she's the one that initially reported the data breach.
Now, today in Orlando, Florida, there's going to be a big Reopen Florida rally going on there. We'll get to the reasons why in a minute when Florida is opening up in a gradual set of circumstances. And then tomorrow, there's a big deal in Tampa off Kennedy down to Fox 13, and then they're going to have a demonstration in front of Fox 13 as well as driving around and around and around for 3 hours there in that area. And Las Vegas is going to have a big one there with several thousand people involved in that one, where they're going to go down because Las Vegas is a ghost town right now. I mean, the casinos are closed, the hotels are closed, and thousands of people are out of work because that's what they rely on there. So they've got a big deal going there, and the governor there is being a real stickler. He does not want to open up at all, doesn't even want to think about it until next month at the earliest.
But the mayor does.
Correct.
Of Las Vegas.
Correct.
Yeah. They got some issues there. But, you know, pretty much, I'm not sure I necessarily understand all these rallies, except that, you know, it does send a message that we're ready to go. But pretty much most of the states, I think there's probably 29 or 30 of them, have already gotten plans together to reopen, and they're reopening within a lot of stipulations, you know, based on industry, based on the business itself. So, you know, these are all a good thing. Now, why is this really happening? Why are they, I don't want to say rushing, but why are they anxious? Well, understand that states are broke, and they're very broke because of all the the unemployment insurance claims. That's
yep.
One.
Yep.
But the other thing is, they don't have, they're not getting the revenues from sales tax.
Yep.
So the question was actually put to Leader McConnell yesterday, and the possibly even a next round where the federal government's going to step in and do a bailout of these states. And McConnell's like, no, I'm not anxious to do that.
That's correct.
These states are supposed to have a rainy day fund, and some do.
Florida does.
Most do. And yesterday, Connecticut was actually mentioned. Well, Connecticut happens to have a $15 billion rainy day fund, and they can keep floating until through the end of this year. So I would think in reopening their states is one thing, but becoming very creative on what they can do with their revenue base and their cost base needs to be looked at very closely. But the United States, the taxpayers of the United States, should not be put on the hook for mismanagement of state treasuries.
All righty, we've run out of time, so we'll have to continue this discussion tomorrow morning at Old Dark 30, so you have yourself a great day up on the mountaintop.
Okay, thank you.
Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the different things that she's doing, and sign up for her daily sit rep. I'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. At the White House, President Trump said scientists are working hard to find better medicine to fight the coronavirus.
My administration has directed more than $7 billion in federal funding to support the development of treatments, diagnostics, and therapies, and that's something, doctors, I hope you can really work on. It's something so powerful and so important. The FDA, the NIH, and industry leaders are establishing master clinical trial protocols to test multiple promising new drugs at the same time, and they're doing a lot of testing right now. More than 1,600 locations across the country have signed up to administer convalescent plasma to patients, infusing them with antibodies of those who have recovered. And when they recover, I said it last time, practically the first thing they say is, I want to give my blood so that I can help other people.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
And now, it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second Military and Veterans News broadcast of the morning, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. We'll be telling you all about that, as well as the fact that they have got one of the greatest and fastest-growing occupations in the country, a much-needed profession right now as an aviation maintenance tech. And here's more about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the National Aviation Academy is part of a
training association that trains young men and women to become aviation maintenance techs, which is one of the fastest growing fields of endeavor and one of the most important fields of endeavor because aircraft cannot fix themselves. It takes an aviation maintenance tech to fix the aircraft and to certify that it's flyable. And God knows we've got literally thousands of aircraft parked around the world right now that are going to have to be recertified for flight to get them back up into the air. And this is going to be, this is like a dream come true if you're an aviation maintenance tech. You will have no shortage of work for many, many months, maybe even a year or two, just a fact. So more and more young people, we're aware of the fact, are not coming out of high school and going right off to college. They're coming out of technical schools, vocational schools. They've learned a trade that they believe they're going to just jump right into it. It's going to give them some benefits. You're going to have a job right off the bat, which is all good. But what they don't tell you about is that some of these trades that you got trained for, you're going to wind up in a union. And that's not a bad thing, but here's what's going to happen. You're going to wind up as an apprentice at the bottom of the ladder. And you're going to wind up as an 80 percenter at the bottom of the ladder. And you are not going to make anything like the kind of money you thought you were. Now, if you want to make, $60,000 a year in a 40-hour week with the possibility to make a whole lot more, then why don't you check out the National Aviation Academy? Go to the website naa.edu, that's naa.edu, and check out one of their two campuses, the one in Concord, Mass., outside Boston, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, where I'm at right now. And schedule a tour. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And schedule a tour. See what they have to offer. See if it's something that you want to do. They can train just about anybody that's willing to learn to become an aviation maintenance tech. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. 800-659-2080. Well, the soldiers, with separation dates on the horizon, some of them are being rubber stamped for the good of the service, especially those that are in a field of medicine and medical endeavor. Now, you also can voluntarily extend your service contract for up to 3 months to a year. Commitments shorter than typically offered, and intended to retain some of the valuable troops during this coronavirus episode that we got going on right now around the country and around the world. Now, the other thing is out of the 27,000 people who responded to the Army's call for volunteers during this coronavirus pandemic, less than 6,000 came from the medical backgrounds, which is what they were looking for. And they've actually recalled the Army 400 former soldiers with their MOSs into the military. Now, the Army is going to test all the recruits coming in, training bases, taking new recruits for the coronavirus. They have enough test kits to do all of that for all of them. And General Paul Funk, the commanding general in charge of training for the Army, says that that's exactly what they're going to do. Governor Cuomo came out and said that the Navy hospital ship that was deployed to New York City to help fight the coronavirus outbreak is no longer needed. He expressed confidence that the city has enough doctors and enough facilities to take care of whatever's left of the coronavirus. And the Navy has now put the surgical mask on its logo. The Navy's official Facebook and Twitter accounts posted update profile pictures Monday featuring a surgical mask covering the face of the service's Eagle logo, an obvious nod to the era of social distancing and germ prevention in which the society is currently mired in. By the way, the USNS Comfort will be returning to Virginia from New York soon, so it can be routed somewhere else if it's needed. and the Navy will soon announce the fate, possibly today, of the former commanding officer of the USS Theodore Roosevelt. We're waiting to hear because he could get his command back or will be reassigned somewhere else. We'll find out. By the way, General Height, the Air Force's chief of operations, was fired up yesterday talking about the president when the president talked about his directive for our military forces with the Iranian gunboats. You just heard Denise Simon talk about it. The military's ready. They've had it with this stuff, too. And even though what Denise said is absolutely correct, that they will still have to get the permission from the Department of Defense, they'll have to call in and say, we have a vessel approaching us at 100 meters, coming in within range of our guns or whatever. What should we do? They're taking an aggressive manner, blah, 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 and that's what they're going to do. Now, anybody, I believe, that allows those vessels to get within 100 yards, those gunboats, I don't think will be doing what they're doing much longer. I just think that the Navy has taken a position that they're no longer going to put up with this nonsense, and it's just exactly that nonsense, and we should not have to undergo this. Okay, now we've got Mark chiming in from Connecticut. Let me see what he has to say here real quick. Captain, I live in Connecticut. This state is badly mismanaged, run by the public sector unions, unfunded pension liabilities in the billions, no federal bailout. This will cover up the fact that the Democrats, who have controlled the legislature for 40-plus years, are puppets of the unions. Just heard discussion with Denise. Thanks. Okay. Thanks, Mark. I appreciate that. And we just got the word out there for you. Yeah, Connecticut's a funny state. People there are great. You've got two parts of Connecticut. You got the rural area, then you got the big urban areas, and totally different group of people for the most part. By the way, the Air Force has awarded an $84 million contract to create manuals for two new Air Force One aircraft that was awarded to Boeing. $84 million for manuals. Wow. And the Marine Corps Washington, D.C. barracks have announced Tuesday that it's postponing its 2020 parade season due to the COVID-19 concerns. They do a lot of things during the summertime in the better weather in the Washington, D.C. area, and it's just not going to happen. Also, the Space Force now, if you want to be a Space Force person, they're accepting new members, new military members, to volunteer to join the Space Force until June the 1st. They've extended the window of opportunity 30 days to June the 1st. And the last National Guard COVID-19 official troop count is now at 38,700 National Guard troops called up. 38,700 troops called up. Wow. All right, well, hang in there. We're coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And I'm going to pick on him a little bit. Wait till you hear what we're going to talk about. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, you just heard her. My uptown girl from New Jersey now lives with her husband in Georgia, down there in Carrollton, Georgia. Donna Fiducia on the Double D Ranch, Don and Donna. And that's just up the road a tad bit, Carrollton, Georgia, from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ha out there to everybody at Fort Benning, and they're listening to us on AM 1330 WLBB, our affiliate there. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, is brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature is a supplement. It's something that can help you build up your immunity, number one. Number two, it can also give you the vitamins and minerals that you need to get when you have fruits and vegetables. Now, a lot of people don't like to eat fruits. They don't like to eat vegetables. So guess what? This is a simple capsule that will give you your normal daily serving that you should have for fruits and vegetables. It's very easy to take. The capsules don't taste that bad. I've been taking them. I took a couple of them before I started the show last night of the fruits and of the vegetables, and I've just been sitting here feeling great about the whole world and everything, if you know what I mean. It's real food. It's real science. It's real nutrition. No synthetics, no additives, no filters, and all you got to do to find out more is go to the BalanceOfNature.com website, BalanceOfNature.com website, or give them a call at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. And tell them the captain sent you. Tell them the captain sent you. That'd be a good thing for you. All right, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And hey, I saw you on Newsmax television yesterday afternoon, and you looked like Dr. Horatio Glaze with those glasses and that hair comb the way you did. I mean, you were trying to roll it right in there with those big high dollar college professors they had in there.
That's the same bloody haircut I've had for years and years. The glasses are new, though. That's new. The eyesight's starting to go a little bit to some degree. Need them.
Well, you must have been leaning into the video or something because, I mean, your head looked like round, you know, and I'm thinking, I didn't recognize you. I did not recognize you.
Off the Skype, it's a little bit different than being in a television studio, that's for sure. I'm missing a day. I got actually going in and sitting down with people and being face-to-face. I am. The Skype stuff, it gets to be kind of annoying after a while.
Yeah, and I get why they're doing it, and so do you. Now, let's talk about something you and I talked about yesterday, because I called you up and told you this when it happened. I could not believe it. I get a knock on the door, and there's a good-looking young lady at the door. So I opened the door, and I said, I'm coming out. So she backed up a little bit. She had no mask or nothing like that. Very attractive, there in her short shorts and looking real cool and neat. Had her little tablet with her and a little sign-up sheet with her. And I said, what can I do for you? She goes, well, I'm here representing, and I'm not going to say the phone company. I'm here representing so-and-so and such, and you are entitled to a free phone with this COVID-19 pandemic, and would you like a free phone? Now, I listened to her talk, and I knew who the phone company was, who the free phone company was. They were around when the Obama phone, oh, wait a minute, where is it? They were around when
they got Obama phone.
When they were around, remember them?
Yep.
And it was the same phone company, only this is the guy that owns this now and runs this, is the one from Mexico that we've heard so much about.
Carlos Slim.
Yeah. So they're out going door-to-door, the 55-plus communities, trying to give away free phones. Why? Because who pays for that, Chris?
Yeah, we do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the details. It's kind of interesting that they're going door-to-door doing that. They usually just had people come and sign up. But, if you actually pay your cell phone bill, part of your cell phone bill is utilized to help pay for someone else's cell phone bill. And, obviously, you know, it's a great deal. If you're a company that, gives away, cell phones to people and has this, they have whatever they're being charged and they know they're getting paid because the U.S. government's paying that bill. So yeah, it's a bit of a racket.
Here's what I was told, and this is what I didn't understand because they used to have income requirements, remember?
Last time I checked, they did.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're doing it now.
Well, she told me, she says, regardless of whatever your income is, you can get a free phone right now because of the COVID-19 pandemic emergency.
Yeah, that might be a bit of a gimmick to some degree that, you know, they get to give you a new phone and you got to sign up some stuff and then you might be, you know, sucked into some sort of contract at some point.
No, thank you.
Exactly how it works.
Yeah.
I don't know even know what type of phone it is.
It was a flip phone.
It was a flip phone.
She showed me the phone. It was a flip phone, yeah. But it was a smartphone. Yeah.
Yeah. But those things they don't cost anything to make. As we all know, you can get those burners you can buy at 7-Elevens and whatnot. It's not the phone that's the minutes that they're really making money off of. They can pump those things off in China fairly quickly.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is I'm getting a lot of questions from people that are going, hey, we don't care about New York. If they're broke, let them go broke. Declare bankruptcy like anybody else would have to do. What say you?
I no problem with that. I totally agree. You mismanage your funds, you mismanage your funds. But New York has already gotten billions of dollars already from a myriad of these different packages. They're gonna may have to restructure some of the things that we do. We're gonna have to deal with the situation like everybody else does. There's no incentive, and this thing happens in corporate America too. You bail companies out. There's no incentive to actually be prudent and do the right thing. You know, we've talked about that for a while. Many big companies across the country buying back stock rather than putting money away. You talk about it in terms of state governments spending money that they don't have, huge expenditures of handouts and giveaways and pensions and whatever it may be that they can't afford.
Listen, I got a request here from somebody, one of your favorites down here in Sarasota, Jim in Sarasota, saying, hey, Chris, why don't you wear a Stetson hat one of these times when you're on TV?
Again, it's not an essential business. I don't own it. I can go out and buy a Stetson hat. The stores are shut down.
Get it mailed to you. I mean, come on, you know? I mean,
a cowboy hat on me? I don't know if that would.
Well, then you can talk about our next subject, oil, and sound like you know what you're talking about.
The last time I wore a cowboy hat, I was playing Lone Ranger as a kid and riding around on a stick horse, and that was the last time I had a cowboy hat on.
Are you familiar with the term Charlie One Horse Hat?
No, what's that?
It's made out of the Indian reservation in Arizona, the Navajo Indian reservation. And I have a Charlie One Horse U.S. Cavalry hat, one of the tan ones that they wore out in the desert because they were lighter color. And it's pretty neat. You know, when I put it on there, it's pretty neat. And I wear it every now and then. I haven't worn it a lot. But it kind of makes you feel like you're right back there in the Old West.
Yeah, I don't even really wear baseball hats. Every time I put something on my head, it's a lacrosse helmet when I want to go out and bang sticks with somebody.
Yeah, or get hit in the head. All right, let's talk about oil for a minute, because oil rebounded yesterday. Now, it didn't go up way up, but it did go up 16%. It starts out at $13.78 a barrel for West Texas crude. That's an improvement. Brent crude went back over $20 a barrel, $20.37. That's an improvement. Gasoline went up from 51 cents a gallon to 64 cents, but it's still going to be cheap for quite a while because the one-year futures on West Texas crude are only at $15 a barrel.
Yeah, so trying to actually trade and play these markets is like trying to guess, the lottery or roulette wheel. You can't, okay? Now, there's no rhyme or reason. You're in the dark with these things. Until the country starts opening up and so people start actually buying gasoline and going from point A to point B, it just doesn't make much sense. There's Saudi tankers actually heading for the United States right now that are full?
Yeah.
You know, tens of millions of barrels of oil are heading here that are full. Where are you going to put the stuff?
Nowhere. They're sitting offshore.
Yeah.
Sitting offshore over the horizon is what I've been told on the East Coast.
Supply and demand actually mean something, and there's no place to put the oil. No one's buying it. The country needs to open up sooner rather than later. Another report came out today about the pre-existing conditions, the people that died in New York, overwhelming amount of people had pre-existing conditions.
Yep.
It's the first time in history we're quarantining healthy people. I don't seem to understand it. The President of the United States seems to be all in on this strategy. And I don't necessarily believe it's the right strategy. You got other countries. You got South Dakota didn't do that. You got the country of Sweden that hasn't done that, and they're doing fine.
Well, Rhode Island is doing it, and they're labeling everybody that dies as being someone with the COVID-19. Everybody.
Hey, listen, that you're going to get a better reimbursement.
$16,000 a pop for per person.
Hospitals are going out of business. They need the money.
Yep, $16,000 a pop per person just to say they had COVID-19. Okay, we will talk to you tomorrow on Friday, and I'm sure we'll have lots more great stuff to talk about.
You got it. Have a good one.
Wear the hat. All right, Chris Markowski, watchdog at Wall Street. He was on Newsmax yesterday. He'll probably be on Newsmax again today. We'll see in the afternoon. Later. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-9...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.